This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know that place, the one you love to visit, the one your mind wanders to when you just need to think of happier things? Cape Cod, maybe, or Tahoe, I don't know. For some people out there, that place is Michigan, Leelanau County, Michigan, to be precise. It's got picturesque beaches and dunes and forests, all linked by a state highway. And that road, the M-22, has become so iconic that its highway sign, it's a black M-22 on a white diamond background, has been trademarked. And there is now, of course, quite a legal fight over who owns that image. We asked Leelanau native Adam Allington to sort it out for us.
I can't tell you how many miles I've traveled on M-22 in my lifetime. Maybe 100,000. I took M-22 to and from the tiny village of Northport, where I went to school. In the summer, we took it to my grandparents' house to spend the day swimming and skiing on Lake Leelanau. Returning to Leelanau County as an adult, the childhood associations are the same, but the scores of new restaurants, vineyards, farmers markets, and coffee shops are different.
First off, Leelanau County is supposed to be a secret, so I shouldn't even be talking to you about this.
Pamela Kane was loading her children into a white minivan in the popular tourist town of Leland. Immediately, I noticed the now ubiquitous M-22 sticker clapped on the bumper.
Yeah, he has a shirt, and I have a sweatshirt. My mom has the sweatshirt. We have the stickers. It's just a beautiful place to live and to eat and to work and to raise a family.
M-22 runs 30 miles up one side of the Leelanau Peninsula and down the other. It's a beautiful drive. And the simple black and white M-22 road sign emblazoned on bumpers, T-shirts, and sweaters are the brainchild of the Myers brothers, Keegan and Matt. They secured a trademark on M-22 in 2007. The brand was an instant success. Here's Matt.
It's doubled every year at least. So whatever we did last year, we've already done twice as much this year.
What began as a simple logo for the brothers' kiteboard and surfing business quickly grew into a booming retail industry, promoting Leelanau County, northern Michigan, and summertime fun. It also became the flashpoint of a bitter trademark war over who owns the rights to the plain old Michigan highway sign. Keegan Myers says the success of the company and the simplicity of the concept have made them easy targets for copycats.
In business, you can't move forward if you can't protect what you've created. I mean, Nike does it. What happens is people come in here, they come in, they look at, you know, the exact products we're buying, exactly how we embellished them, and they go and copy it.
To protect their brand, M-22 started sending cease and desist letters to companies with similar highway products, even those featuring different roads, such as M-119, about 2 hours north. Amy Woods runs the Goodhart General Store in Goodhart, Michigan. For over a decade, Woods claims they've sold souvenirs promoting M-119, the scenic road that runs by their front door.
All that we have is tourism as an industry. So the possibility of a private business claiming a trademark that jeopardizes our right to promote tourism in our area was something that we felt really strongly, you know, we needed to go against.
And Michigan's Attorney General Bill Schuette seems to agree with her, ruling earlier this year that all state road signs, including M-22, are public domain, especially when it comes to tourism. And as far as the Myers brothers are concerned, despite the AG's ruling, they plan to continue defending the trademark they've held for the past 5 years, a strategy Keegan says is their right as entrepreneurs.
Keep rocking, create jobs, create revenue in the state, and ultimately I'd hope that's what the state wants.
Whatever happens with the trademark, as long as tourists continue to pour into Leelanau County to swim, shop, eat, or just drive down M-22, they'll continue to buy the T-shirts, just like people like me will pine for summers past when the secret beaches were still secret. In St. Louis, Missouri, 10 hours south of Lake Leelanau, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.